Since last September, Lakeview Neurorehabilitation Center in Effingham has been under scrutiny for abusing and neglecting some of the people it cares for, children and adults with brain injuries and developmental disabilities. NHPR has been looking into these accusations, and it turns out the state had warning signs about Lakeview going back to at least 2011. Today, in the first of two stories on Lakeview, Jack Rodolico reports on the scope of those accusations.
In the summer of 2011, an 11-year-old boy left Lakeview with 22 marks on his body, bruises on his throat and cheeks, abrasions on his shoulders, severe diaper rash, and his mother says he had also pulled fistfuls of hair from his own head.
That devastated me. I've never seen him like that.
Jennifer Cody lives in Lebanon, Maine. Her son, Ryan, had been at Lakeview for just over a month, and he'd had unexplained bruises before. That's what prompted Cody to pull him permanently.
They were just really odd marks. And so I went in and asked the social worker there, and she said, well, there's two different stories going around. She said, staff said that he did it to himself, and some kids in the residence said a staff member did it to him.
Cody called the police, who referred the case to the state's Division of Children, Youth, and Families. The state investigation never determined the cause of Ryan's injuries. 3 years later, Ryan's story became part of a Disability Rights Center investigation. It found Ryan was one of many residents who suffered abuse and neglect at Lakeview. The report also said in 2012, a 22-year-old man died, likely of neglect, in a pool of his own urine. We also know clients go missing. In June 2013, a resident was gone for 2 days. She was found on top of a nearby mountain with hypothermia. When the Disability Rights Center made its findings public, Governor Maggie Hassan halted new admissions and ordered the state to investigate. In December, the state concluded Lakeview suffers from chronic understaffing. It also found Lakeview had no policy for reporting abuse and neglect to the state, which it is legally required to do. A second report is pending. In Effingham, Lakeview has 88 beds. The facility is spread out with residential cabins, offices, and a school. 350 people work there. Lakeview has social workers, behaviorists, and doctors and nurses, and clients from all over the country.
So it was hard for me to make the decision for him to go so far away from me.
Tom Allen lives in Pennsylvania. His son, who's here in New Hampshire, is autistic with mild mental retardation and bipolar disorder.
The plan was to transfer him to that site once he got a little bit more stable and then to come home. He's very smart, very lovable kid, but at times he gets aggressive.
Bites, you know, stabbing, hits, kicks, you know, scratches. That's all part of the game.
Bruce Thibodeau has worked at this facility under multiple owners for years. He left Lakeview last November. Staff get hurt all the time at Lakeview. A 2013 OSHA violation lists everything from kicks to the groin to concussions, broken noses, and dislocated shoulders. Lakeview Systems, the parent company, is headquartered in Texas and operates facilities in 3 states. The company started 20 years ago exclusively as rehab for people with traumatic brain injuries, or TBI.
Through the years, then we have morphed into Lakeview, into something that tried to put everyone in a big pot. Some of the staff may be working with autism one day and then turn around and work with someone with a TBI another day. So it became more difficult.
When working with clients with such complicated needs, accidents and injuries are inevitable. But Lakeview is under scrutiny for putting some staff in harm's way without support and covering up abuse by other staff. In 2013, a mother claimed her daughter was abused and neglected more than 10 times. In one instance, a staffer picked her up off the ground by her collar. That client was Jessica Klerfeld, and her mother is Linda Blumpkin of New York City. Blumpkin admits her daughter is hard to handle.
I had reprimanded her about something, and the next thing I knew, I was lying on the sidewalk with Jessica kicking me, spitting on me, pulling my eyeglasses off, throwing them into the road.
That was the first time Klerfeld became violent, back in 2003, when she was 14. Clearfeld has autism, mild mental retardation, bipolar disorder, and a rare genetic disorder. She spent 3 years at Lakeview, and an investigation by the state of New York found her care lacking at all levels. When Clearfeld was suffering from a vaginal yeast infection, Lakeview's doctor prescribed her a foot fungal ointment. Blumkin says that doctor never even examined her daughter. The Board of Medicine is investigating this case.
Basically, we felt deceived. We felt that Lakeview had made promises to us that not only did they not keep, but it's inconceivable to me that they could have had an honest intention that they ever would keep them.
Lakeview declined to be interviewed for this story, citing ongoing investigations by the state. But a company representative did respond to some questions by email. Lakeview says it's very expensive to care for people with these types of disabilities. It reports the average cost is $292,000 per client per year. But the tab is higher for clients who need round-the-clock care. And who pays for this? Mostly taxpayers, through Medicaid and some education dollars. The state says about $4.4 million Medicaid dollars went to Lakeview in 2014.
And they're making that money by, in my mind, defrauding the payers.
Kirk Simoneau is a lawyer representing four families of former Lakeview clients, one of whom has filed suit.
I have statements from staffers who have referred, and I'm going to actually read this, referred to Lakeview as a human cattle shop. Others have said that they'd rather be dead than ever go back there because of how badly they were treated and how badly the individuals were treated.
Simoneau's clients, including the family of the 22-year-old man who died there in 2012, claim emotional, verbal, physical, and sexual abuse. And they say staff covered it up. Jennifer Cody's son was supposed to have one-to-one care, so she says someone should have seen how Ryan got those bruises and why he pulled out his hair.
The proof, I should say, is in the numbers. They can say whatever they want and cover it up and, you know, we do everything right, but how could this happen to so many people?
That's a question no one has answered. And this may surprise you. Everything reported in this story, and much more, it was all known by regulators. Yet Lakeview has gotten a clean bill of health from the state year after year. And that's what we'll look at in tomorrow's story. For NHBR News, I'm Jack Rodolico. This past fall, when the Disability Rights Center released two reports laying out detailed accounts of abuse and neglect at Lakeview, Governor Maggie Hassan called the allegations deeply disturbing. She shut down new admissions and ordered a review of how the Department of Health and Human Services regulates the facility. Here's Governor Hassan last week.
Well, obviously, the concerns and issues raised by the DRC report were very, very important. We take them very seriously, as we do all reports of potential violations of licensure standards or other kinds of potential abuse or lack of care.
But for several years, there has been a stream of incidents at Lakeview. Violence, missing residents, frequent 911 calls, and a client who died, allegedly of neglect. Yet none of those incidents prompted sanctions from state regulators.
This was no surprise to them, and yes, they were aware of the gentleman who died up there.
Karen Rosenberg is the attorney with the Disability Rights Center who wrote the reports on Lakeview. She points to the state law regulating residential care facilities.
That statute authorizes our State Department of Health and Human Services to deny, revoke, or suspend licenses when they have reason to believe that people's lives are being jeopardized, when facilities aren't providing for their health, emotional, physical well-being. And there was plenty of information out there to give the department reason to exercise that authority.
We asked the department, why didn't it act until the Disability Rights Center reports were published? Health and Human Services Commissioner Nick Tumpas declined an interview for this story. In an email, though, Tumpas wrote, "I do not think it would be accurate for you to report that the department did not act prior to the Disability Rights Center report." Within TUMPAS's department, the Bureau of Developmental Services is responsible for caring for people with disabilities and brain injuries. And for years, placing people at Lakeview has been a last resort for that bureau.
Whenever you place somebody in a place of your last resort, then you better watch what you're doing.
Joni Beasley works at UNH's Institute on Disability. She travels the country consulting states on services for people with disabilities. And New Hampshire recruited Beasley to go to Lakeview twice, once in 2012 and then again in 2013 after the young man died there. Beasley says state officials told her,
"We have people there who are very vulnerable, and we don't think that they're getting the kind of services that they need, and we would like to help them do a better job."
Lakeview declined interviews for this story, but Beasley says when she went there, high-level managers were not open to her suggestions. And 1 year after Beasley's visit, the state of New York had a similar experience with Lakeview management. The New York Justice Center for the Protection of People with Special Needs took issue with the care some New York residents were getting at Lakeview. In early 2014, the Justice Center sent a series of letters to Lakeview complaining it didn't report abusive staff and suggesting Lakeview charged for care it wasn't providing. The center threatened New York might pull funding.
Sir, whatever your authority is to order them to do things, you are their regulator.
Linda Blumpkin lives in New York City. Her daughter, Jessica Klerfeld, was at Lakeview from 2010 to 2013. Jessica was neglected and abused at Lakeview. But after filing numerous complaints that went nowhere, Blumpkin became frustrated with New Hampshire regulators and sought the help of the New York Justice Center. And last year, the New York Justice Center, it took its concerns about Lakeview, that the facility might be operating outside the law, and alerted New Hampshire, specifically the office with the power to revoke Lakeview's license. That office is headed by John Martin.
Well, is that a matter that you will now be addressing?
In what way?
In what way?
Blumpkin called Martin and secretly recorded the conversation.
Shows that according to your bureau, Lakeview has a clean record. They're a splendid facility that's not in violation of anything.
That's exactly right. As far as their clinical inspections go, they have been deficiency-free for at least the last 4 years.
The state does yearly unannounced visits to Lakeview. And at the same time New Hampshire inspectors concluded Lakeview residents received proper treatment, the New York Justice Center found major problems. The Justice Center also concluded New Hampshire's regulators weren't doing their jobs. In emails to Linda Blumpkin, a New York investigator called New Hampshire's conclusions, quote, "sadly illuminating regarding the Department of Health and Human Services, which we had not intended to rely upon in any case." Martin went on to tell Blumpkin the state found problems at Lakeview, but not violations of the law.
We know that they have challenges, but that's different from being out of compliance with our specific rules.
That was a year ago. Since the Disability Rights Center reports, the licensing unit has cited Lakeview for violations several times. On December 30th, a female resident climbed under a fence, naked, and disappeared in the woods for 45 minutes. 2 days later, the state found five staff handling 30 clients, most of whom were supposed to have intensive supervision. And the Department of Education found Lakeview Special Ed School failed to meet an array of basic standards.
I don't know why it failed so badly in New Hampshire.
Again, Joni Beasley at UNH.
I think it's a tragedy, though, and a travesty. And I know the state of New Hampshire is really working hard to make positive changes in the right direction as a result of it. But isn't it terrible that somebody had to die in order for that to happen? Of course it is.
On February 9th, New Hampshire approved Lakeview's 55-page plan of correction. That plan says Lakeview will boost pay for low-level staff by 50 cents an hour and reduce the number of residents with highly complex needs. So while New Hampshire lets Lakeview stay in business, other states are making their own judgments. Maine is pulling all its residents from Lakeview. And late last year, the New York Justice Center wrote to Lakeview. The letter was blunt. Quote, "New Hampshire oversight of Lakeview is not sufficient to ensure the safety of service recipients placed from outside of the state. For NHPR News, I'm Jack Rodolico.